I want a house husband. When we live together, I want my partner to mostly focus on taking care of the house. If he wants to, he can still work part-time as a means of getting out of the house, but not any more than that. I want him to keep the house clean on the days when I work, and on my days off, I'll take care of some things too, so that he can rest from time to time. If two incomes are not needed, then I do not want to have two. He can work part-time, so I can work a few less hours, so we can spend more time together, but not more than that. I want to have a small home that we can call our own. I want to take a vacation with him every summer to different national beauties. I want to see the Japanese gardens in Portland, Oregon, Yellowstone in Wyoming. I want to see fall in Vermont, Snoqualmie Falls in Washington, New Orleans in Louisiana, Independence National Park in Pennsylvania. I want to take a picture of us kissing in front of every landmark from one side of the country to the other. I want to pull them all together into a single frame and hang it proudly on the wall of our small house. I want every place we go to be a surprise for him. He only gets to know when we're leaving and for how long, so we can plan accordingly, but nothing else. I'll tell him what weather to expect and promise him it'll be wonderful. I want to plan these trips entirely, as well as the stops that we'll make along the way. Also, I love gardening. I like to grow plants from seeds, bury them in the earth, and then take careful care of them, unable to see what's happening underneath the soil, for sometimes weeks at a time, until they finally make the smallest baby sprout that needs to be lovingly tended to and nurtured to make sure that it doesn't die a sudden death. I want a boy like that. A shy boy, cooped up inside of his shell. I want to pour love and affection and encouragement into him until I can start to see him open up and grow. I want to guide his growth, to make him strong and sure and stable. I want to take care of him every day and make sure that he's healthy. I want to show him how to obey and how to please me. Show him how to seek comfort in me when he needs it. Show him how to make my favorite foods. Show him how to get along with friends. And, just like my little flowers, I'll watch him bloom into the beautiful man I've always known that he could be. Now, this next part is a little selfish. Because also like my precious plants, I want him to always remain reliant on me. They need me to always take care of them. No matter how big they get, or how long I've had them, they still can't make it on their own. I want that to be my boyfriend too. I want him to always need me. I want him to always have to come back to me, to always want my guidance, my reassurance, my love. I want him to always depend on me because I will always take care of him. He will always be safe with me. I'll never neglect him like that. I want him to know that as well, and to grow to depend on me as he grows into the beautiful human he was always meant to be. I want him to grow to be more sure of his role in my life, to grow to be sure that after I tease him, I will always come back and praise him. I want him to grow to be sure that all of my love is his and his alone, and that no matter how many times I call him by a nickname he hates, I'll also always call him by the one that he loves. And I want to start a garden with him. I want to grow food that he likes, and I'm his favorite flower. I want to watch something we have made together grow. I want him to bring me water while I weed, and I want to have a backyard that's private enough that I can fuck him among the blooming flowers. I'll tell him to set a picnic up for us around lunchtime. Then I'll start to work, and when he lays the blanket down for us to eat on, I'll tell him how delicious the food he brought. I want him to be confused at first, because he hasn't brought the food out yet. And then I want him to realize what that look in my eyes means. I want him to sit down obediently when I tell him to. And I want to straddle his lap when he does. Carefully keep my hands off of him, since they got a little dirty, even from inside my gloves. I want to tell him to undress me, piece by piece, and make him do the same for himself. I want to ride his cock in the backyard, on top of that blanket, careful to keep my hands off of him. I'll tell him to play with his own nipples, and to kiss me, and I'll use the crook of my elbow to support his head. I want to whisper in his ear, reminding him to be quiet, since someone could walk by at any moment. Even if they couldn't see us, they might hear us. I want to tell him to let me lay on my back, to make it easier to keep my hands off of him. I want to taste the littlest bit of sweat from him when I bite and kiss his neck. And I want to tell him when to come and where to come. And I want those warm summers and those cool springs in our yard like that to be normal. I want to love him like that every day. I want to make him clean me up and put my clothes back on so that we can go inside and eat and shower together. That's my fantasy.